Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
That's right. We are almost to the weekend. It is a beautiful afternoon, and you've heard the forecast. Maybe some showers overnight, and then it's going to dip down to a high of 60 tomorrow. Really cold Saturday morning, but then immediately warming up. So, there's something for everybody. I'm Scoot on the air. I'm really glad you're with us. We are going to have a great show today. It's the holiday season, and we're heading into Christmas weekend. Christmas is next week, and of course, kids are out of school, and a lot of mommies and daddies are not going to be going to work next week, and a lot of people are traveling. And so it's just kind of a different mood this time of year. And there are a few things we have to get to that are a little bit serious, but for the most part, we're going to just relax and have a great show this afternoon, and I appreciate all of you being part of this. I went to Trans-Siberian Orchestra last night, ran into some of our listeners there, which is always encouraging, and I thank all of you for saying hi. It's great to meet all of you, and you know, when I meet you, I get a chance to put a face with the audience. And believe me, I envision you. When I'm doing this show, I envision you. I envision the faces of the people I meet when I'm doing the show because, you know, you guys are the audience. And it's good for me to, you know, have something to envision while I sit here in the studio. So, you know, a lot to get to this afternoon. I'm so glad I went to Trans-Siberian Orchestra and did not go to my apartment and stay home and watch the president's speech. So looking back on that speech and also reading up on what I've read up on it and going over some of the content, I'm just glad I missed it. He seems like he's really angry and bitter and I'm kind of concerned about him in a few ways. I hope I'm wrong. But anyway, it wasn't a conversation. And, you know, I remember the days of two people who were just so great, two people in my lifetime who were just so great at giving speeches. And the speech last night was just, you know, kind of yelling at us, you know, just yelling and just mad and angry and everything is, you know, everything is perfect and then everything is terrible. And I don't know, I don't think I missed very much. I don't think it moved the needle one bit in any direction, but we'll talk a little bit about that on the show today. So some highlights coming up, and I'm not going to go through all of the fact-checking stuff. I mean, I might touch on a few things, but, you know, it's all there. And if you want to read up on that, you can. There's so many places to go for information on that we decided that we're no longer going to use this show as your source of heated debate when it comes to politics. But, you know, who knows? I doubt that that's going to change, but, you know, you never know, because this show continues to evolve over time. And I have really enjoyed not getting into the nuts and bolts of politics over the last couple of months. It's been really nice. But anyway, a lot was said. A lot of it, some of it was true, but a lot of it is not true. And there are people who are happy to believe that which is not true. So anyway, you can believe whatever you want to believe in terms of the president's speech last night. This is America. Believe what you want to believe. And for example, if you're hit with inflation, if there are things going on in the economy that are hurting you, then it's kind of hard to believe that everything is great and beautiful, because for a lot of people, it's not. And even for somebody like me that really in the past, and I've talked about this, really didn't notice grocery prices because, you know, I can afford to pay for, you know, groceries, and I can, even if groceries go up, it doesn't affect me that much. I can still get what I want. But I'm noticing that some things with groceries are going up so much. I mean, some things are down, like eggs are down, but some things are really expensive. And, you know, I'm noticing it, and it has even hit me, and I had never noticed that before. And I'm not alone, because there are new polls out showing that about 60% of Americans, about 60% believe that the economy is not good under the current administration. Say what you want, but this is the opinion of a lot of Americans. And again, you know, we've got such a great divide in our country that some people will believe what they want to believe, and other people will, you know, believe something completely different. And there are a lot of Americans who don't believe everything the president says. So that's cool. I mean, this is America, and we know that all politicians lie and deceive. But there's really one funny thing about last night. We didn't mention it yesterday because Tucker Carlson to me is a joke. And Tucker Carlson proved it again. Tucker Carlson yesterday made this big prediction about what the speech was going to be about. And he had Andrew Napolitano, who used to be on Fox News. I don't know if he's still on Fox News. I don't watch Fox that often. I check in sometimes, but I don't watch it, you know, all the way through every day. So I don't know if he's still on, but he's somewhere. He's an attorney, and he was on Fox News all the time. But he had some inside information about what the speech was going to be about. And so we're going to talk about that in just a few minutes. Also, there are some new details coming from the New York Times concerning the relationship between the president and Jeffrey Epstein. And this continues with the investigation that has gone on and some of the new information that has been released. Also, CNN's polling guru Harry Enten is just laughing. I mean, literally laughing at how bad the Democrats are in the polling. Congressional Democrats have hit the lowest point ever in the latest Quinnipiac poll. Now, CNN, you can believe, is very, very liberal. But CNN does report these polls that are negative toward the Democrats, toward liberals. And so Harry Enten says that in the minds of the American public, Democrats are lower than the Dead Sea. This is a party that is hoping to make gains in this, well, we're almost at this new year, but in the 2026 midterm elections, they're hoping to turn some red states blue. But if they're going to do that, they better change some things, because the net approval rating for Democrats in Congress is at the lowest point ever. They're at 55 points underwater. So in other words, their approval rating is their disapproval rating is 55%. I mean, that's not good. And, you know, the Democrats have been a total failure for a long time now. When you think about the number of people who voted for the president in 2024 who didn't really want to vote for him, they didn't really want to vote for him, but they did because the Democrats did not have a good candidate in Kamala Harris. So when you think about that, and then you think about how leading up into this new year, there's really no cohesive message from the Democrats about what they really stand for, and they're allowing the Republicans to define who they are to the general American public. And it's really kind of pathetic that the Democrats can't figure out a way to put things together at a time when the Republicans might be vulnerable. So, I mean, when it comes to the Democrats, it's laughable. But anyway, we're not going to belabor all of that. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Look, we love Christmas songs, right? I mean, there are some Christmas songs that are just so nice. And I've talked about this new Christmas song, Because It's Christmas Time by the Molly Ringwalds. I think it's a great song. I like the lyrics. I love the melody. It's got a great hook in it. And it's a song that it's going to live on. And as time goes on, it's going to remind you and the young people in your life who are hearing this song, it's going to remind them of memories of Christmas pasts, the past Christmases. So this year, the next year, as the song goes on, you know, every Christmas song started out as a new song. You know, when I was young, Jingle Bell Rock by Bobby Helms was a brand new Christmas song. And for me now, it's nostalgia. Well, I think that's the way this Molly Ringwald song is going to be. But anyway, so there's some great Christmas songs, but then there are some Christmas songs that just suck. Some Christmas songs just rob us of the holiday spirit. So we're going to play some of those songs on the show today. And what I want you to do is I want you to think about that Christmas song that you think sucks. And we're going to do a text off, a quick instant text off on the Paul McCartney song, Wonderful Christmas Time. Some people love it and some people hate it. So let's see how our audience feels about it. We're not going to do it yet, but we're going to do that a little bit later in the show. Do you think that's a good Christmas song or a bad Christmas song? And we'll talk about that. But start thinking about some of the Christmas songs that you think are just terrible and that just kind of rob you of the holiday spirit. And there are some obvious ones, and there are plenty, and we'll play some of those. And we'll also play some of your suggestions about Christmas songs that really suck. And do you ever remember getting a Christmas gift that you hated? I mean, you never said anything to the person who gave it to you, but there was this Christmas gift that was just, I mean, it was inappropriate because it let's say it was clothing. It wasn't your style at all. Or if it was for the house, it wasn't your style at all. Sometimes we get Christmas gifts and we go, I'm like, how could this person who knows me give me this for Christmas? Was there a Christmas gift you got that you just hated? Well, we'll talk about that too. And, you know, I was thinking about this. So Mayor Cantrell, you know, got everything up in a wad. I don't even want to say that word relative to her. But everything was up in a wad. And she had the banners that Helena Moreno, the mayor-elect, had put up because she was all, up in a wad. I wonder what it cost the city to take those down. I mean, what did it cost? So somebody should find out what it cost the city to take those down. I know that's not a kind of a major story, but, you know, the investigative reporters, it would be interesting to see Mayor Cantrell has this little hissy fit and she has the banners taken down. What did that cost our city? And the city council has overridden the veto from Cantrell on the city council's budget presentation. And I love this. So it's like, you know, take that, mayor. You know, you ain't going to be mayor long. And here's the interesting thing. Mayor Cantrell vetoes the city council's budget, but the mayor didn't even have a budget of her own. Man, she is just, she has got to be a miserable, miserable person. And it's just interesting to see how she's acting out. I mean, she's acting like a wounded animal in these final days of her administration. And she's got to have a lot of regrets. And then she's facing these federal indictments that she's going to have to face next year. And, you know, we'll be talking about that. People need to be held accountable for their behavior. And the mayor has done a lot of things that have caused people to pay attention and realize that she didn't always make the right decisions. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. 870. Ian is off today, and Coleman is our studio producer. Good afternoon, sir.
How are we doing today, Scoot?
I'm good. It's warming up. You got to love it, but cooling off tomorrow, you'll hate it, and then it's going to pop back up again.
Who made up the rule that Christmas is supposed to be cold? I know that's a tradition, but when I was thinking about the temperatures that Christmas are going to see this year, I kind of had like this evil grin, like, finally I get to win one, because I think I get the psychology behind it. We know when it's colder, you want to cuddle up, and so it's more family atmosphere. You want to bundle up inside, and you want the fireplace. So I get like the psychology behind why Christmas is more beneficial when it's colder, because, you know, during summertime holidays, everybody's all spread out and outside. So I get it, but I would prefer a warmer Christmas if I had my way.
You know, look, I understand, and I remember the year that I was in Miami, when I was on the air in Miami, and it was Christmas time, and I told my girlfriend at the time, I mean, we're having Christmas Eve dinner on the beach, on Miami Beach, and I'm thinking,
interesting.
You know, you better appreciate this, because I don't think we're going to be here for long. And as it turned out, we weren't there for long. But I said, it's you know, it's not always like that. But you know, I think because of the, you know, the tradition of the pagan celebration of Christmas began in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in Germany, it's snowing and it's cold, and so there was always the snow cold imagery with Christmas. So I'm sure that's how that started. But you know, L.A. You know, there are a lot of people in L.A. who are celebrating Christmas, and, you know, they've got, like, snowmen and snowflakes, snowflake imagery all over the place in L.A. during Christmas, and yet they don't get any snow.
Were you still trying to see what the beach is like during the cold weather?
Yeah, I'm going to go to the beach. I'm going to go to the beach in the winter. I think Sunday's the first day of winter officially, but I want to go to the beach when there's a cold front coming and it's going to be cold and rainy, or just, you know, just cold, so I can just go out on the beach with a jacket and, you know, walk along the shore. I haven't done that yet. I have always wanted to go to the beach in the winter, so I'm going to try to do that.
If you were to do that, what's the proper footwear? Do you wear flip-flops? Do you wear boots in the sand? Have you thought of that?
No.
You have to get back into your car at some point, right? So if you go on the beach in the sand with your shoes or your boots, because you can't wear flip-flops in the cold, unless you're that type of guy.
No, I'm not that type of guy. No, right? I'm the type of guy that wants to be comfortable and warm when it's cold. So I'm going to wear something. But I'm picturing, you know, staying at a hotel on the beach, and you know, you just walk down from the hotel and you walk onto the beach. And I'm assuming if it's cold enough, I'm going to wear some kind of footwear. But yet, what I'll wear, I haven't yet decided. All right. You got a comment? Oakenard Jewelers, talk and text line, 504-260-1870. And start thinking about those Christmas songs that you hate. You can send a text to the Oakenard text line, 504-260-1870. We'll start taking some notes and we'll play some of the Christmas songs that suck on our show this afternoon, because they're not all songs that really enhance the Christmas spirit. Last night, I've seen it before, but I just thought it was incredible again, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra at the Smoothie King Center. And if you've never been, and there were a lot of empty seats. I mean, there were, you know, there's a great, great crowd, but there were still a lot of empty seats. And I know people get busy this time of year, and they can't always go, and some people can't afford to spend the money because they're buying Christmas gifts, and I totally understand that. But next year, if you get a chance to go, I just want to tell you that it's a great Christmas experience, and it's just interesting how they have this story, and the music is woven through the story, and man, there is some rocking that is going on, and great Christmas songs that are done to a real strong rock beat. And the light show is pretty incredible as well. But it's very, very well done. So if you get a chance to go. And if you were there last night, I'm sure you enjoyed it. I'm Scoot on the air, and we're coming right back. You're listening to
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Ah, DSW, Earthplace of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
WWL. Yeah, the fact checkers were working overtime last night with the president's speech because some of the stuff was true, but not all of it was true, and they were busy fact checking. And if you want to look into that, you certainly can. Let's take a quick look at Scoot's news briefs. President Trump's primetime address to the nation last night seemed like its primary purpose was to convince Americans that the economy is better than most people believe it is. A new poll shows over 60% believe the economy is worse under this president.
Politically charged primetime speech to the nation, insisting the economy's stronger than many voters feel. Flanked by Christmas trees in the White House, the president quickly laid blame for economic challenges on his predecessor.
I inherited a mess, and I'm fixing it.
While announcing he's sending bonus checks of nearly $1,800 to troops for Christmas.
A special we call Warrior dividend.
But the roughly 18-minute speech largely rehashed old messaging that has yet to ease public anxiety about higher prices. A president who promised an economic boom has seen inflation remain elevated and the job market weakening sharply, partly due to his tariffs. Still, he stayed defiant.
I am bringing those high prices down and bringing them down very fast.
Though the consumer price index is rising at an annual rate of 3%, up from 2.3% in April. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Yeah, you know, you can say whatever you want, but, you know, consumers know because they buy stuff. And, you know, I don't blame this president for not ending inflation right away. Because remember, if you were listening during the campaign, I said during the campaign, this man is not going to be able to cool inflation immediately. I mean, he promised to end inflation immediately. And I said, that's not going to happen. And then people, you know, texted me and called me a Trump hater because I said that. I wasn't a Trump hater. I was just telling the truth. And it turns out I was right. He couldn't end inflation right away. So I only blame him for making a false promise, but yet, you know, a lot of Americans are just, they don't pay attention. I mean, they're willing to believe anything. Americans can be very gullible. And so I don't blame him for not ending inflation right away. I blame him for making that stupid promise. He says that there are big economic times coming. And something else that I want to talk about today, and that he said that America was almost dead when he took office. I remember that time. America wasn't almost dead. And he said he's turned America into the hottest country in the world. I don't know if the tourism statistics would reveal that it is the hottest country in the world. You know, maybe we become the hottest country in the world again one day, but I don't think the statistics back that up. In any event, you know, it's not what he wasn't able to accomplish. It's this ridiculous promise that he was going to do it when he knew inside he couldn't do it. And it's another example, and Democrats do it too, of telling us that they're going to do things they know they can't do only to get our votes. The special counsel in charge of prosecuting Trump's attempt to overturn the 2020 election results has told lawmakers on Capitol Hill that his team had caught Trump red-handed, and Trump's win in 24 is the only reason the case isn't moving forward.
In a closed-door interview, former Justice Department Special Counsel Jack Smith told lawmakers on Capitol Hill that his team of investigators had developed proof beyond a reasonable doubt that President Donald Trump had criminally conspired to overturn the results of the 2020 election. The committee's top Democrat, Jamie Raskin of Maryland, says,
Chairman Jordan made an excellent decision in not allowing Jack Smith to testify publicly, because had he done so, it would have been absolutely devastating to the president and all the president's men involved in the insurrectionary activities of January the 6th.
Democrats are demanding that Smith's testimony be made public. The committee chairman, Republican Jim Jordan of Ohio, told reporters that they did learn some interesting things, but stood by his position about the investigations, saying it's political. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
All right. The number two official in the FBI has apparently had enough of serving his nation, and he's ready to go back to podcasting.
The FBI's Deputy Director Dan Bongino confirms he will resign from the Bureau in January. In a post on X, he said he was grateful for the opportunity to serve with purpose. Bongino had previous experience as a New York City police officer and a Secret Service agent, but when he was appointed in March, he was best known as the host of a successful conservative podcast. Asked about the news, President Trump surmised that Bongino wanted to get back to his media career.
Dan did a great job. I think he wants to go back to his show.
During his brief tenure, Bongino clashed with Attorney General Pam Bondi and the Justice Department over the handling of the Jeffrey Epstein files. He also walked back previous provocative claims of an FBI conspiracy after the arrest of a suspect accused of planting pipe bombs outside Democratic and Republican offices. This past August, the Trump administration took the unusual step of appointing a co-deputy director, former Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey. Jennifer King, Washington.
All right, that's it for a look at Scoot's News Briefs. So the president last night told the nation and the world that America was almost dead when he took over. Now, look, the president did inherit a mess. There was a lot going on in this country. But there's a lot going on in this country now. I mean, it's a mess now. But I don't think we were almost dead. I mean, in 2024, my life was great. I mean, what was going on in your life? Was there anything going on in your life that made it seem like America was dead? Was there anything going on in your life that made you think America wasn't dead in 2024, in 2023, during the last administration? I mean, I don't know about you, but I can't think of anything that really had a big impact on me during the Biden administration. In a negative way. I wasn't a fan of Joe Biden. He was not a good president. And you know, he just, he didn't pay attention to things. And I think it takes a lot for the current president to refer to Joe Biden as Sleepy Joe, considering that the current president has, dozed off a few times for all of us to see. But the president said, 1 year ago, our country was dead. We were almost dead. We were absolutely dead. Our country was ready to fail, totally fail. I mean, is that rhetoric Or is that true? And what information would you provide that would suggest that the country was dead, absolutely dead, and had totally failed it by 2024? The Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line is 504-260-1870. All right, here is going to be the first Christmas song that sucks that we're playing this afternoon. And if you're just tuning in, you know, we generally love Christmas songs. They make us feel great about the Christmas spirit, and we, you know, feel all warm and fuzzy. And some of these songs do rock, but they just still remind us of a very sentimental time of Christmas. But let's be honest, not every Christmas song is a good Christmas song. So let's feature some of the songs that just kind of suck. Here's one from New Kids on the Block. I mean, this is terrible. Some little kid trying to be in the holiday spirit. Here's New Kids on the Block come on with Funky, Funky Christmas. And it's like, funk you. You know, this ain't good. All right. If you can think of a Christmas song that really sucks, just let us know and we'll try to get it on this afternoon. I'm Scoot, and you are in tune.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
With WWL. You know, you can't go wrong doing good things for our military. And President Trump, in his address to the nation last night, talking about the warrior dividends of giving most of our military $1,776 a year end in bonus, coming from money that the tariffs have brought in. That's good news for the military. Now, I don't think everybody gets it, but a lot of people in the military are going to get that, and I know that is going to help them. All right, let's get to a few calls. Let's go to Lewis. Lewis, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Lewis. Hello, Lewis. All right, let's go to JD. JD, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
Listen, on that business, President Trump, I'm not going to say I'm a mega man, but I am a Trump man.
Okay.
But it was a lot that he promised on there that I didn't think he could do right offhand. It's kind of like President Obama, when you know, with Obamacare, you could keep your own insurance and all.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't hold that against him a lot, because a lot of it you have to look through it, you know.
I'm glad you're honest about that, JD. And I mean, it's okay that you voted for this president. But you know, I'm glad you don't believe everything that he said. And what bothers me are the people who know something is not true, and they double down on trying to insist it is true. Like, inflation, technically, based on all of the standards, is an issue with unemployment and consumer price index and a lot of things, and just the price of groceries. So inflation is an issue. And for the president to say it's not, and for people to double down and say, no, it's not an issue because the president said it, that's what I think bothers me as an American, that we're too gullible, and we should just be able to face the truth no matter who we're for.
Well, I agree with you on that.
And I respect you for that.
Yes, sir. And I, on this point here, I know he's doing a lot to bounce the books and what have you. And that's a lot over my head. As long as I can buy diesel cheap, as long as I keep work and everything, that don't upset my daily living. But it's a lot of folks that it does, and I can understand that. On that, let me say this before I run out of time. Merry Christmas to you and your crew. Enjoy everything. I'm going out. I'm over here today checking on all my boys and lining them out. I'm going out tomorrow with heart surgery. So I'm not going to be back to probably after the first year. So I did want to go ahead and say early Merry Christmas to everybody.
Well, JD, I appreciate that. And I'm going to say a prayer for you that everything works out okay. Is this, is it kind of routine heart surgery?
Nothing major, Scoot. I've been having some trouble about 6 months, but
okay.
I'm going to have some stents put in. And
okay.
So nothing, open heart surgery and nothing, but we live over in Jackson County, and we work over in Harrison and Hancock. That's why I'm able to listen to you quite a bit on the work day. And we in heavy civil, dozers and track hoes. And I've been in this business over 40 years, and my sons and my daughters are coming up behind me.
Well, so I appreciate that, JD, and I appreciate you. And listen, I am going to say a prayer for you. I hope things work out for you. You know, they do a lot with, there was a time, man, when I was younger, there was a time when open heart surgery was like so major. And I mean, it's even major today, but putting stents in, this can be something that just really works well. And I know some people who have stents in their hearts and they're doing just fine. And I hope it works out well for you.
Well, let me say this on way in the conversation. My wife's supposed to get out of the hospital tomorrow. We had to care last Wednesday, and she had to go in with some kidney issues. So we had a good year. I had two new grandbabies.
Wow.
And we've been blessed. And whenever somebody gets down, I'm saying this to everybody, whenever you think the world is beating you up and you're not going to be able to make it, always know and look at the good in life, and the bad will go away. That's the way it always been with me.
Well, JD, I respect you, and I know a lot of people are going to say a prayer for you, and your wife is in the hospital, too. Is she going to be okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Last Wednesday, she had to go in to our regular doctor, and they called me at 8:15 that night and told me I need to get her down to Singing River Hospital in Pascagoula.
Wow.
And but she's doing real good. She's going to be discharged tomorrow morning.
Okay.
And I'm going to be at one end of the hospital being operated on, and she's going to be on the other end going home.
And JD, listen, and you still have a good attitude about life, man. I love you. I love you. And I love the way you're able to find something positive, even though you're going through some serious stuff right now. It's really cool.
Well, let me say this. When I first picked you up on radio, I said, Who in the devil is this nut? Please, I'm saying this with respect.
You called me a nut? I'm a nut?
Yes, I called you a nut. Once I got to, and I went home and told my wife about it, and she pulled y'all up on it, where she could hear it at home. And she said, you know why you disagreeing? Because he's not agreeing with everything you want. And I had to listen to that. And I was so, you got a different perspective on other things, but you're just not right wing. You're just not left wing.
Right.
You bring it all out and open. I appreciate that. Right. I really do. Let me let some more callers come in.
J.D.
And Merry Christmas.
I appreciate you. And God be with you and your wife. All right, J.D., thanks for being with us. Wow. And the guy still has a positive attitude. Now, that I respect. Now, I'm going to say a prayer for J.D. and his wife. All right, on the Scoot on the Air calendar, happy birthday today to Keith Richards, a guy who's really lucky to be alive. 82 years old today, and I mentioned yesterday the Stones have postponed starting their 2026 tour because right now Keith Richards is not healthy enough to maintain the routine of a tour. So they're holding off on the tour because they don't want to do it without Keith. And, man, I agree with that. All right, we're going to be right back on WWL. All right, a lot more still to come in the next hour. We'll take some more requests for Christmas songs that just suck. Christmas songs that rob you of the holiday spirit because they're just so bad or so corny or whatever. So we'll play a few of those coming up next hour. I got a text here. Aloha to Scoot and Coleman. I'm with you about the warm weather for Christmas. This is from our friend PJ in Honolulu, who listens every day. And he says that Christmas Day, they are going to be on the beach in Honolulu. All right, PJ, thanks for listening. We're coming right back with more on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.